Welcome to Shomar Shava and the Daf. Shir sponsor Lo Yinishva Asar BeYakushom LeAbas Yitzchok. We all need Bo Basot of Kuv Chof Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings one of the places we find in Shas that Rava said something, and then they proved him wrong. They brought a brace against him. Ve'hadar uki Rava Amoyer Alei. Rava put an Amoyer if someone who announces his shir in front of him. Ve'dorash Tavarim Shamarti Lachem Tahusim Biyodi. He came and said what I said was a mistake, and he went back what he said. The Tashbetz, in his Pirush and Ovis, Perek Hei Mishnah Zayin, Pirush called Mogen Ovis, on the Mishnah that speaks about Shiva Dvarim that you have by Chacham and the opposite you have by Goylim, says there, the Tashbetz, you should know, that a Chacham is somebody who can admit he made a mistake. And he says this thing already starts with Moshe Rabbeinu. We found in Chumash and Sefer Vayikra, that when Moshe Rabbeinu questioned Aaron, and then he said, "Vayishma Moshe vayitov beino." Chazal say, "Hoidav v'loy boishi." Admit it, he made a mistake. Says the Tashbetz, we already learned this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, what we saw in our Masechta, "Ken b'noy slavchas dofer." What b'noy slavchas said is right. Now, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make a mistake because it was a question that was made. But Kiviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I agree with what you said. You're saying something right, and I agree with you. And this is a limud to us that a person should realize, should be able to say, you know, what I said is wrong. I agree with what you're saying. And then he goes on and brings several places we find throughout Shas where Tanoim and Amoroim changed their mind when they realized they made a mistake. And then he brings all the places. The Rav says, Dvar Shamati Efechem Tosi Biyodi. As he brings it, a Gemara in Zvachim, our Gemara on Yeshneichlim, Perek Tinoikis, Perek Mavoi, Perek El Trefis, Perek Bameisho, Perek Orim Bekidushin, etc., etc. And ends the Tajran that says, this is what a Chacham does. A Chacham is someone who can learn from his mistakes. And he's not embarrassed to say that he's making a mistake. But the Goylim, as the Mishnah there in Novus puts it together, the Goylim is someone who's the opposite. That he's even though he knows he made a mistake, he still holds on to his words. So you'll not be able to admit that he made a mistake. As this Dead Seifim finds that in the Tashbetz and Tshuva, Chelek Gimel Simen Reish Pei Hei, there, the Tajra speaks about a heter that a Chacham gave to a Yevam and is coming to argue on him. So he starts by saying, don't think that if I'm going to come and say this Chacham made a mistake, so I'm iskabed beklon chaveri. He says, it's not a kolon, it's not an embarrassment, so I made a mistake. Ki chol adam oisu litois. People make mistakes. Even Sanhedrin make a mistake. Ve Chacham hamoide alemes. So then, yotso hefset tuto bischar hoido also lachzor lemes. When a person made a mistake, and based on that mistake, he changes, he said, I made a mistake, that means he took that mistake that he made, and he used it to be moida lemes. He's using that as a bridge to be able to correct himself. And Adrav, the biggest kolon, says the Tashbetz, is someone who does not want to say that he made a mistake. He doesn't want to admit that he said something wrong. Okay, add to this one more thing. Because the Gemara in Gidin Nefim Gimel, which also speaks about Rabbi Rav Huno that made a mistake, adds a sentence. The Gemara brings a pasuk v'amachsheila hazoyz tachas yotcho, ein odom oimel divetoyro elim ken nichshal beim. Meaning, not only that making a mistake is something that person learns through his mistakes, but one cannot really learn Torah well unless he made a mistake. And Rabbi Tzadik HaKohen speaks about it in a few places, and he says in Likutei Ma'amarim, beginning of the Sefer in Sefer Yeshua, he says, what's pshat in this? Because really, we have always a conflict. Are we doing things on our own? Are we doing our ishtadlus? Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it for us? And the answer is that we have the duality. A person needs to do ishtadlus, but to recognize that whatever he does comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can't just stay still and wait for Hashem to do it. He needs to do Ishtalas. But even though he does Ishtalas, he needs to come and understand it's coming from Hashem. He says that's why Divrei Torah work that way. A person tries his best to understand. But then he makes a mistake and he understands whatever he gets from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His Ishtalas is to come and try to understand. His mistake shows him that the only way for him to really know Torah is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mayors ain't enough. So the mistake is indeed the stepping stone, the way for a person to elevate himself in order to get to the true avono in Divrei Torah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.